cymbals, tubas, trumpets, and piccolos. That's the soundtrack for July 4th, and one that the Juneau Community Marching Band is ready to supply. More on that when we come back. This is Juneau Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride, and you're listening to the Juneau Community Marching Band performing. And we've got the perfect weather and perhaps the perfect soundtrack for our 4th of July celebration this year. And it all happens at Marine Park on Sunday afternoon. And here to tell us about this year's concert, we have Sarah McNair Grove. She's president of Juneau Community Bands, and that's plural. She's also a clarinet player. And we also have Bradley Saunders with us, a trumpet player and also a conductor. And boy, I'm looking forward to finding out about this, Bradley, that you wrote one of the pieces and you will be conducting that. And also you'll be playing a wonderful trumpet solo known as Trumpeter's Lullaby. But first of all, let's talk about who is in this band. And so, Sarah, maybe you could tell us, because if you look it up online, it's community bands, as in plural, not just one band.
That's correct. We call ourselves Juneau Community Bands because we have various ways that adult wind and percussion players can make music together. And the one that we're particularly talking about today is the Juneau Volunteer Marching Band, which appears once a year about this time for the 4th of July. And the parade is our main purpose. But along with that, we also have a sit-down concert, usually in the park when the weather is nice. And we play marches, light classical music, and things to get people ready for the 4th of July. The other things that we do for our more experienced players, we have what we call a wind ensemble that plays a little bit more serious music, and that has generally two concerts a year, one in the fall and one in the spring, and obviously those are going to be inside concerts. And then the third group that we have is what we call the Reindeer Band, and it gets together around Christmas time to take Christmas music out to various locations around the community.
So do you wear a little reindeer?
We do, actually. Many of us wear reindeer hats.
Oh, yay! So this is wonderful. And so you're going to be out at Marine Park on Sunday for people, 3 o'clock. So I guess, Bradley, you must be really excited to be the conductor. How often do you get to conduct the group?
Well, this is the first time I've ever conducted this particular band before. Last night was the first downbeat for me conducting as a conductor. I've sat in the band and played trumpet several times. I've played in both the very bottom of the trumpet section and the very top of the trumpet section. And like last, I was blowing the solo trumpet part on that track you were playing there. Lots of fun, for sure.
That's amazing, isn't it, to think that you're being trusted with the, sort of the keys to the car.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, that's a little bit of, something to consider for sure, yeah, because, I mean, this is a well-established group, and I suppose they don't know me all that well, so me conduct is pretty significant.
But they know you, that you're a good musician, and that probably gets you in the door, right, Sarah?
Yes, it actually is fun to have different conductors because they each bring something different to the group. You know, they each have different emphases and different things they like, so you play different kinds of music with different conductors. And for this particular concert, we also have two other conductors. Amy Bibb is doing half of it, and Amy is the Juneau Douglas High School band conductor. And we also have Devin Moorhead, who is this year graduated from Thunder Mountain High School, and she's going to be conducting one piece for us. So it's actually quite fun to have a variety of conductors.
So what's the age breakdown of your volunteer marching band?
It is open to anybody who has finished seventh grade. I would say at this point it is mostly adults. We do have a couple of high school players that play with us, but it is open to anybody who's seventh grade and older.
So, Bradley, you also composed a piece, I understand. So is this debuting?
Yeah, I'm also a composer and arranger. I've written a lot of things ghost written for a lot of other people.
So
I used to live down in L.A. and I used to be a session musician down there, and I used to do a lot of producing and so anyway, we moved up here to Juneau and trying to kind of inspire people up here to do some more production worthy music. And so I decided after we did our Lord of the Rings concert, I was really, really super duper stoked. So went ahead and wrote a fanfare for the band. I was thinking we would just open with maybe a minute long fanfare that the band could play every single time they opened. And then COVID kind of sort of hit like the week after. And we went completely dead. Everything was canceled. And so I decided to kind of morph my my fanfare into a nice melody in three that's sort of like a ballad sound. And I went ahead and just tacked that right to the fanfare. So it's right in the middle of the fanfare. There's a nice melody that I wrote that kind of reflects the Juneau Big Band, or sorry, the Juneau Band, well, Juneau Big Band as well, all the bands here, frankly, in town, all of them have gone silent, but not quite silent, because most of us who are very into it had kept practicing on our own. And so during the midsection of this fanfare, you hear a lot of melodies that are reflecting on those who have kept on playing music throughout the time of COVID, and while they've been sitting in their basements or their living rooms or the bedrooms, and still continuing to play.
Well, there is nothing like live music, is there? I mean, you can listen to a recording, but to kind of feel the band and all the volume that comes out of it, especially a marching band.
It is fun, and you know, we have people that have said, oh, it's so good to be playing together again. You know, the marching band is only a once a year thing, so but the other opportunities haven't been there as much recently, so it's lovely.
So how have you been practicing? How do you work that, especially during COVID? Did you distance across the room, spread out, or did you just not practice as much?
We didn't practice as much. When we were able to gather in the city, you know, standards were such that we could gather together. We did separate ourselves and try to have places where the air circulation was good. But most of it has been individual practice by people or outside. But, you know, in Juneau, it's very difficult to practice outside.
So what is the program for this concert? Is it much like the others? Aside from having Bradley's original composition, that's going to be exciting. But how did you build that?
We have some well-known pieces. Obviously, Stars and Stripes by John Philip Sousa is everybody's favorite, so you can't go wrong with that. Since it is the 4th of July, we have the Star Spangled Banner and the Alaska Flag Song. Uh-huh. And we also have an Armed Forces Salute, which plays little snippets of each of the armed forces to recognize the people in our community who have contributed their lives in that way. And then we have a fun piece, Celtic Classics, which has some very Irish tunes, so get your toes dancing. And then the pieces that Bradley has conducted are, I think, many people he knows who have written those pieces, and so they're a little more, I will say, on the contemporary side, but they are still very accessible and melodic and just lots of fun. Oh, and the other piece I should mention is Devin, who I said is just graduated from Thunder Mountain.
She's conducting. Exciting?
It is. It's very exciting for us. She is conducting Barnum and Bailey's Favorites. So if you know circus music, it's a very, very fun circus march.
I know that you're buried into your music stands and such, but do you ever look at the people when you play your 4th of July concert?
I try to kind of look out and see how people are enjoying it, but you do kind of get focused on your music.
But what do you see in the way that they respond?
Oh, I see, particularly when there's marches, people are sometimes clapping their hands, tapping their feet, smiles on their faces. Smiles.
And kids, of course, they're totally uninhibited, right?
Yeah, especially when it's outside, you can be a little more than in a concert situation.
Well, the forecast is in your favor. It should be one of the best in years. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
I have been afraid to look, so I'm glad to hear that.
It's supposed to be warm and dry all the way through Monday, at least.
Good. So we will be out in Marine Park. So there are a few things that people can sit on, but if you want to bring a chair or a blanket, that's perfectly fine.
All righty. And I just have to ask you about this, because one of the things is this trumpeter's lullaby that you will be playing. Is that kind of a signature solo for trumpet players?
Yeah, the trumpeter's lullaby is one of the signature trumpet solo pieces that everybody who wants to be a serious solo trumpet player has to play. Usually this is like you go off to college and you're a freshman at a trumpet music major, and they say, here, play this piece.
Is it hard? Or
it's a little tricky. There's some tricky stuff in it. It's what trumpeters do the best. We like to double tongue, which is like taka 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 da taka da, right? And there's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of just going in between the different notes, doing the fanfare bugle type stuff, da taka da taka da. And it features myself playing the solo on it, so it's a lot of fun.
So is the band behind you, or is
it? Band behind me, playing, backing me up, while conductor conducts, and hopefully we can do it all in one.
So is this probably one of the best times to be had in years as far as the volunteer marching band goes?
Absolutely. This is the most fun I've had in probably at least 5-6 years. Well, at least, we'll say at least since the last concert. That was like a year ago.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you very much for being here with us today. Sarah McNair Grove, she's president of Juno Community Bands. And we also have Bradley Saunders with us. He's a trumpet player, songwriter, and conductor. Thank you so much, and hope you have a good crowd for this.
Thanks for having us.
And just to recap, the Juno Volunteer Marching Band plays its 4th of July concert, not on the 4th, but on Sunday the 3rd at 3 p.m. So the 3rd at 3 at Marine Park.